Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for being with us this morning, and a pleasure to have a chance to sit in for Tara. Incidentally, I will be Bob on Friday, so I have my identity crisis in full bloom here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, 7 now past 8 o'clock. And Lee Rogers, our esteemed news anchor and news director, joins us. And Lee, good to talk with you this morning.
Same here, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Looking out on the whole Hunter Biden story, and it just has reached the point of if it waddles like a duck and quacks like a duck. I mean, why else would anybody be interested in Hunter Biden's influence?
Yeah.
I mean, you got three choices, okay? Does he know where to get a crack dealer? Yes. Does he know where to find a stripper willing to become impregnated? Yes. What else? His father was vice president of the United States. Those are your three choices for the email that was sent, wanting your help in getting your influence. So, I mean, what other reason would they have?
Yeah, the depths to which the Democrats and liberals have sunk to try to hide this story should tell you there's got to be something there. There must be a there, as opposed to the completely fraudulent and without any evidence Russia collusion story, which they were more than happy to advance at any opportunity.
Yes, and with even less credibility. We now know that story was made up out of whole cloth, and all these charges now about unverifiability and all the rest of that. It's interesting that they have suddenly reacquired some different journalistic standards.
Yeah, that is very hypocritical, and the Associated Press and even Fox News to some degree, sadly, is guilty of this as well. And it's just it's sort of like anytime you mention mail-in ballot fraud. There has never been any evidence of widespread mail-in ballot. Well, we're not talking about widespread evidence, but we're talking about certain circumstances that have been reported on by various members of various news organizations, not necessarily any of which who are allied with Republican voters or Republican candidates.
Yeah, I've got a list of close to, I guess, 2 dozen examples of this kind of voter problem. And those are the ones we know about.
Yeah,
I mean, any case of voter fraud, inevitably, people are going to try to keep it undercover. And so you have to assume that you will know less than you would know otherwise. So anyway, I would like to get to the bottom of this Hunter Biden situation. But I got to tell you that I am concerned about two things. One, that there are any undecideds left out there, any persuadables left. And two, how many of those haven't already cast their ballots? I'm afraid that we should maybe this year have had not an October surprise, but a September surprise.
Well, and I'm not sure how many of those who have already voted this would make any difference to, because I think it is obvious that both parties are willing to, shall we say, ignore the warts of their candidate on many types of topics. I'll be honest with you, and I always try to be. I realize that there are some negatives for Donald Trump. However, I, as a voter and as a conservative, am much less concerned about the negatives of him as a candidate than I am of the opposition, to which I think that there are just too many warts.
agreed.
And which I think are also a threat to the republic, not the democracy. It's a republic.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. That's exactly what we are. And The Lord God is not on the ballot.
Amen.
This November, there are a number of people.
Nor should he ever be, but yeah.
No, exactly, exactly. We wouldn't want him demeaned to being reduced to that level. But again, there are any number of candidates, and at some point I'm going to go over all the minor candidates that have had people challenge me. Who else is running? There are probably two or three dozen other people who actually have filed all their information with the Federal Election Commission. But the problem is, who else is running? We know that the next president's name is going to either be Donald J. Trump
right.
or Joseph Biden.
Well,
okay,
or Kamala
that's
Harris.
The choice. Well, or Kamala Harris. That's another part of the issue. 59% of the public surveyed in one recent survey did not believe that Joe Biden would stay in office for an entire 4-year term. After all, he would be between the ages of 78 and 82, the oldest president in history, older upon taking office than Ronald Reagan was when he left office, and a second term, 82 to 86. And by the time we got around to 2024, you would be looking back on the good old days of Joe Biden back in 2020. So, again, that's the choice. It's Biden or Trump. I have no question in my mind about that. I have none. And I would hope that on this coming debate on Thursday night, I would really hope that at some point, Donald Trump, between all these rallies, would take time to watch Mike Pence's performance in that vice presidential debate.
Well, yeah.
Pence tore Kamala Harris apart. Didn't yell at her, didn't try to talk over her. He set her up, let her talk, and let her walk into his traps.
What is one of the lines from the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm?
First do no harm,
and
that's
I think
right.
that, and listen, and I am being somewhat critical of the president in his performance, although as a person who will be voting for him, I was in a little bit, I was in somewhat appreciative of his attitude and his aggressiveness, but I also realized that there are many voters that, or the undecided, that we do need to vote in this on the Republican side that may have been turned off by that. And that's what I mean by first do no harm. And there's no way that Trump is going to go all Mike Pence, but if he can lean a little bit toward that direction, be a bit more genteel and a bit more patient with Biden and let him talk himself into a corner. You've mentioned this before, and I think Tara's mentioned it as well. If you give Joe Biden an inch of rope, he'll hang himself, let alone a foot or a yard. You know, all you've got to do is let him keep talking, and he will either talk himself into a corner or forget what the heck he was saying to begin with.
Yeah. When this whole thing came out about the notion of whether or not he would be in favor of court packing, and I made him an offer on another show that I do. I said, I'll tell you what, Joe, here's the deal, as you would like to say. The deal is this. You tell us whether or not you would court pack. We'll tell you where you are and what office you're running for. And I never got an answer, just a thought.
I think he lost.
Anyway, I'm looking
address.
Forward to this debate. I think the president made a tactical error in not debating Biden, if not face-to-face, then screen-to-screen on last Thursday. I think every chance he gets head-to-head, I think, is to his advantage.
True, but I think that there would have been way too many restrictions on what Trump would have been able to do in that, and they were changing the rules as they went along. And Jim, I do think it's really odd. I mentioned this to Tara the other day. Don't you think it's a bit odd that the very day that the presidential debate was to happen, and the one that the Commission on Presidential Debates changed because of their fear, because the president had been infected with COVID-19, NBC News and Savannah Guthrie hold a town hall with people in the same room, with Savannah Guthrie, no mask, with Donald Trump, several feet apart, with no mask, in the same studio. If there was no danger for them, then why was there a danger for the presidential debate? And once again, I'm going to give the president a little bit more leeway on this. I think he was right to walk away from something where they changed all the rules on this in midstream.
There were ways that they could have held a debate that I think would have been acceptable to everybody, which they did not offer. But those ways were, of course, no microphone muting at all.
Yeah.
And you have somebody in the other person's location. You have a Trump person in the Biden basement and a Biden person at the White House to make sure there's no cheating.
Debate watchers,
Yeah, exactly. All right, sir. Appreciate it much. That's, of course, Lee Rogers, our esteemed morning news anchor here at 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All righty. Good morning. Thank you for being with us. It's now 8:21 at 106.3 WORD. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is available at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. And I see John in Taylors has taken advantage of that. Good morning, John.
Good morning. The Democrats have been very smart about doing this. First of all, there was nobody in the Democratic Party running for president except Joe Biden that could pick up the medium vote. The normal Democrat Party vote, they had to go liberal. They want to go liberal. So what they've done is they backed Joe Biden, and Nancy Pelosi let it slip that she's going into the 25th Amendment, but it's not for Trump. So the only person it could be is for Joe Biden because he's got dementia and everybody knows it. So what they're going to do, before Joe gets a chance to do anything, Nancy's going to come up and get him outed, put Calamity Harris in as the president, and she's going to nominate her second choice, Bernie Sanders. Good luck, America.
Well, except, of course, that's not how it works. The 25th Amendment, that's not how it works. She can't by herself do anything like that. I'm sure she'd like to, but she can't. So,
well, isn't that where they get the presidential cabinet to go in and say he's not qualified?
The 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment, the important parts of the 25th Amendment to which you're referring, whenever the vice president and a majority of either the cabinet or of such other body as Congress may by law provide, which could, of course, be the Spartanburg Rotary Club, if they chose
right.
to. But, of course, they're talking about this commission that Nancy Pelosi wants. When the vice president and a majority of, let's say in this case, this presidential disability commission transmit to the President Pro Tem of the Senate, that's Grassley of Iowa, and the Speaker of the House, of course, that's presumably would still be Nancy. The written declaration that the president's unable to discharge the powers and duties of the office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office of acting president. Thereafter, when the president transmits to the same people that he is able to resume the powers, that in fact the president will then take over the powers and get them back, unless, of course, then the vice president and the majority of this special commission change their mind and say, no, he's still not capable, in which case then it would go to Congress to decide the issue. So it's a complicated process. I'll tell you honestly, the people who wanted liberals, they did not want Joe Biden in there. They did not. And I'll tell you something else. The idea that Joe Biden is just automatically going to roll over and play dead, he has shown some cognitive difficulties. He's not drooling. And I'm not at all certain that the Joe. No, seriously, I'm not at all certain that Joe Biden. See, the problem with Biden is not that he's a flaming liberal or that he is a doddering idiot. He's not that moderate even by Democratic standards. But what Joe Biden is persuadable. Joe has never had a set of central beliefs in his life. Whichever way the Democratic Party's blowing, that's fine with Joe. And I think on day one of a Biden administration, he would make it clear, I'm in charge here. Now, anybody have any suggestions? And, of course, all the liberals in the room, of which there will be a ton, will have a ton of suggestions, and he'll listen to them. But I don't think that Nancy is going to be in a position to dictate such a choice. I really don't. And there'll be more than a few people Biden would pick as members of a cabinet or even his vice president who would not go along with this notion of this sudden overturning of this presidential election, on top of which there has to be bipartisan input into this presidential disability commission. And I don't think you're going to find all the Republicans on such a commission would go along with that either. So,
well, that turns down to the point, the reason why Obama has got him an office building close to the White House.
Well, I'm not sure. Obama is always out there, but of course, Obama can't be president. Obviously, he served two full terms.
I understand that, but he's still pulled the strings on Joe.
Well, he's not going to be able to convince Joe not to be president. Joe has wanted to be president since Obama was in grade school. And he's not going to pass his chance. He's not going to pass on his chance. But again, is he going to be tugged by the liberals? Oh, absolutely. I think that Joe Biden, the only way he leaves office is if he dies or he's incapacitated, really incapacitated. I think this presidential disability commission of Nancy Pelosi is not going to go anywhere. I think we're going to have, for better or for worse, if he wins, President Biden.
I hope it don't, but if the doctors come up and say, we need to give you this for your dementia, and you wind up having a aneurysm in the brain and killing you, that's one way to get rid of him. And they'll do it if they have to.
Well, I don't think we have evidence of presidential assassination quite yet. I really don't. Right now, you never know. I am mainly interested right now in seeing to it that this is an entirely academic discussion, John, and that in fact we have a second term of Donald Trump, and none of this ever comes to fruition.
Pray to God, that's what we get.
That's what we need. I appreciate it, and thank you for your thoughts, sir. Appreciate that very much. You never know. This Presidential Disability Commission, I've heard the theory before, and John may have a point that they never had any notion that they could, in fact, get rid of Donald Trump, but they wanted to use it get rid of a President Biden. Nancy Pelosi is not that screaming a liberal. I mean, in terms of the Democratic Party politics, I think she'd probably be more comfortable with a Biden in the White House than she would, in all honesty, an ally of AOC. Let's not forget that Pelosi has had difficulties with the ultra-liberals in her own party. I think she'd be happier dealing with a President Biden than with a President Sanders, let's say. I really do. So, again, no, you never know what's going to happen. My thinking is that if Biden wins, that he'll serve his term until and unless he has an actual disability, like assuming room temperature would be one, or say, a stroke or some other physical problem. Detecting dementia is tough to do. There are now, in retrospect, signs that Ronald Reagan, in his final days in the White House, was already beginning to succumb to dementia. My mother had dementia, and early on, it's tough to detect. Now, I grant you, in Biden's case, it doesn't appear to be that early on. For what it's worth, we'll find out. Let's make sure that Trump wins and it'll all become an academic discussion.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texters at our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line of 71307. Texter says, Jimbo, it was a good thing your Sunday night show was recorded. That Washington Post editor, despite his best efforts to sound neutral, was leaning left. I would have loved to call him out on that. Yeah, we try to be, you know, fair and balanced and offer all viewpoints. But that, again, is the Best of Bohannon, which I'm happy to say is now airing on WORD 106.3 on Sunday evenings from 8 till 10 p.m. So always a lineup of good guests on that program, and thank you for that. Another texter says, how is Jamie Harrison getting away with the fake Bledsoe ads? Ah, that's an interesting little tactic on the part of Harrison, not an uncommon one. I've heard people use it before. But here's the deal. Jamie Harrison ran a commercial, you just heard it a second ago, and it attacks, of course, Lindsey Graham. And then it attacks Bill Bledsoe, the Constitution Party candidate for president. Too conservative for South Carolina. The ad purportedly wants you to not vote for Graham or for Bledsoe, but to vote for him, Jamie Harrison. That's not what the ad is about. Jamie Harrison is well aware of the fact that there are an awful lot of voters in this state who would never, ever, ever, ever vote for Jamie Harrison because he is just too liberal. That ad was designed to reach conservatives, like the bulk of this audience, and say, I know you're not going to vote for me. This is what the ad was really saying. This is Jamie Harrison. I know you're not going to vote for me. A lot of you are going to vote for Lindsey Graham, and here's an alternative for you. Why don't you vote for Bill Bledsoe instead? He's running on the Constitution Party ticket. He won't get 1% of the vote. You can waste your vote that way. And it's almost as good for me, Jamie Harrison, if you vote for Bledsoe, because that's like a vote for me, Jamie Harrison, because it's not a vote for Lindsey Graham. Look, the next president of the United States is going to be named Donald Trump or Joe Biden. We all know that. The next senator from South Carolina is going to be named Lindsey Graham or Jamie Harrison. Bill Bledsoe is not going to be a senator. And that is an effort to try and get conservatives, as one texter earlier today actually did text, boy, that Bill Bledsoe, he sounds pretty good. Well, he may well sound that way, but trust me, a vote for Bledsoe is a vote that you presumably would have cast otherwise for Lindsey Graham, that is a vote for Jamie Harrison. It's a trick, okay? Just to keep that in mind. Again, I am certainly not a person who is in love with Lindsey Graham, but I'll guarantee you he's got my vote nailed, because the next U.S. senator from this state is going to be either Lindsey Graham or Jamie Harrison. His name will not be Bill Bledsoe, and I'm not going to fall for that cheap little political stunt. Actually, Claire McCaskill pulled that same stunt in Missouri a few years ago. There were strong indications that she would have lost to any number of the Republicans running against her. But there was one who was very hardcore conservative, and I might add also he had a loose mouth, which later wound up hanging him. And so in a primary in which Claire McCaskill had no opposition from the Missouri Democrats for re-election to the Senate. No opposition. She ran ads attacking this one Republican as too conservative for Missouri. The same wording. Well, of course, Missouri conservatives said, oh, yeah, well, we'll show you. And they nominated this clown, the one person that Claire could beat. And sure enough, she beat him. That's the kind of stunt that's being pulled here. Bill Bledsoe is not going to be a U.S. senator. By the way, a texter says that Bledsoe is no longer running. His name is still on the ballot, but he's now backing Lindsey. That's good to know, but that fact notwithstanding, his name is still on the ballot, and you can still vote for him. Whether he's running or not, the name has not been stricken from the ballot, and that's the key thing to keep in mind here, all right? 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. And our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And other textualities here being sent out today here. Let's see, blah, 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 blah. Heard of the news last night, Antifa counter-protesters attacked people protesting the Twitter censoring of Hunter Biden's emails on so many levels here. Antifa is a cancerous influence in this country that will ultimately have to be carved out, prosecuted, and imprisoned. There's no good way to deal with them any other way than that, than carving out the Antifa people. They are evil people, and they genuinely do wish to tear this country apart, which is why I again appeal to all of the Santa Claus liberals out there who want to spend other people's money but not tear down or burn down the country. You're going to have to keep in mind just how much you hate Donald Trump. If you hate Donald Trump enough to vote not just for your usual garden variety liberals, but for these wild-eyed, crazy, off-the-wall idiots, do you really hate Trump that much? Really? I seriously urge you to rethink that. Your party has been hijacked out from under you. And I know that we don't have a lot of those people in this audience, but we have some, and I want them to really think about that. Do you really hate Donald Trump so much that you are willing to tear this country apart? These are people who were not pleased of what they saw happening in places like Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis. Well, it's your choice. But if you haven't voted yet, I urge you to rethink that. Joe Biden is not going to stand in the way of a lot of what the left is trying to do and has already done. Just keep it in mind, all right?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Good to have you with us today. And it's already 8 minutes now before 9 o'clock. This rush hour is flying right by here at 106.3 WORD. Gene in Boiling Springs calls in on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Jimbo. I know Bill Bledsoe. I've met him a couple of times. He is a patriot, and in a perfect world, if it was Bill against Lindsey Graham, I could vote for Bill without any reservation. I like Bill as a man.
Why didn't he run against Lindsey in the Republican primary? I'm curious, Dale. Why didn't he run against Lindsey in the Republican primary?
I don't know. I haven't talked talked to him. I don't understand. It's been 2020, and the situation being as dangerous as it is, this Jamie Harris guy is very dangerous. And we do live in the reality that we live in. In a perfect world, Jimbo, if I had a magic wand, I would wave it. And the two parties would be the Republican and the Constitution Party. And if we ever get to the position that it'd be the Republican Party and the Constitution Party, then the Bill of Rights would be, well, for the most part, it would be safe. I know it would be on the Constitution end. You've got Mitt Romney's, and you've got Susan Collins's in the Republican Party, and I know all this. I'm a third-party kind of guy. My heart's in the Constitution Party, but this is 2020, and our country is in a lot of danger.
Well, if we had more people in those third-party movements who would run in primaries, you could see some changes there. Again, Lindsey Graham is not vulnerable in most instances in a general election. He's vulnerable in a primary.
Well, we had LaPierre, which was perfect. He's another Bill Bledsoe. But in the last three election cycles, I would have voted for Bill against Lindsey because there was no danger of the Democrat beating Lindsey. But this time, all this out-of-state money pouring in, Pelosi, Schumer, it's just too dangerous. And as much as I like Bill Bledsoe as a man, this is just too dangerous. I will vote for Lindsey Graham. Hail has froze over. Jamie Harrison has accomplished the impossible. He's got me voting for Lindsey Graham.
Well put, Gene. Well put, sir.
I'll come out from under the bus in November, and I'll vote for Lindsey.
No, I admit I'm voting for Lindsey, and I'm not thrilled with everything that Lindsey does. And I know out of every six-year term, he spends 4 years as a swing voter and then 2 years as a conservative. I know that. But, again, that's better than Jamie Harrison, so I'm with you all the way. You get Bill to run in the
thing. If Lindsey could go back to when he told his constituents in South Carolina, call us racist and bigots because we wanted to enforce immigration laws. When he was addressing the National Council of the Raza, I wonder if Lindsey could go back. I wonder if he regrets that because he told us to sit down and shut up.
I suspect he does, but I don't know. I'd have to. I put it this way. I'd have to talk to him. I'd have to interview him. And all the years that I've tried, I've yet to get him to sit down for an interview with me. So what can I say?
We better vote for him.
Well, at this time, yes, and again, I know how to vote and hold my nose, and I will. Thanks, Gene. Yep. Appreciate your thoughts, sir. Yes, sir. Dale in Liberty calls in to 106.3 WORD. Hi, Dale.
Hello. I just wanted to express this kind of dismay about. I've got friends of mine. They're actually military, and they're. They're dead set against Donald Trump. They said they will not vote for that blankety blank blank. And I said, well, why? They said basically that he said disparaging things about the military, and then he was a draft dodger. I said, I took that. I started looking at the backgrounds of both Biden and Trump. Well, he never did serve in the Marines. From the picture he showed, it looked like he was a cadet in like a military school.
But Donald Trump did attend a military school. That is true. He had a medical reason for not serving in the regular military.
Yeah, and that was I saw they had each of them had looked like five deferments in college. They. Donald Trump, Biden had no interest in the Vietnam War, and he got a medical on quote unquote asthma. Now, whether that's true or not, you never hear about him having the asthma. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump said the article said that he had four deferments for college and one deferment because of his feet. Now, I don't know whether any of that's true or not, but if you compare them just on face value, they're both, military-wise, have the same excuse. How can you vote for Biden because of you're saying Trump was against the military by being a draft dodger?
Exactly. And the answer is how you can do that in the time we've got left here, Dale, the answer is because the media has pointed out problems with Donald Trump that they see, but they don't point out the very thing you just noted about Joe Biden. You had to research to find that, and that's why. A good call, though. Thank you, Dale and Liberty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.